Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Okay, Joes, here we go. More primetime keys. Patriots, 11-3, take on the Ravens, who are 7-7. Pats are 3-point underdogs. We have an over-under of 48.5. Kickoff Sunday night, 8:20 from M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore.
Oh, baby.
Crab cakes and football. That's what Maryland does. The Patriots haven't lost two games in a row all season. For years, it was rumored that Keanu Reeves was offered an NFL tryout with the Baltimore Ravens after he played the role of Shane Falco in The Replacements. In 2024, Reeves addressed the rumor and said, "It's not true."
I was going to say.
According to Google AI Overview, Ravens fans go by Ravens flock.
Better than 12s.
A win this week at Baltimore will improve the Patriots to a 7-0 road record. The Patriots have started with a 7-0 road record twice in team history, both years making the Super Bowl, 2007 and 2016. The Patriots are the only team this season undefeated on the road. According to Google AI Overview, Baltimore has given us plenty of inventions. The Charm City has given us the first U.S. telegraph line and message connecting Washington, D.C. to Baltimore's Mount Clair Station in 1844. The linotype machine, which set time rapidly, revolutionized the newspaper industry? The invention of the metal crown bottle cap by William Painter.
Oh, that's a good one.
The first electric refrigerator, the electronic defibrillator, the Baltimore mud machine, the first umbrella factory, and the invention of the Ouija board.
Wow. The Baltimore mud machine after you have blue crab.
Why are Ravens so smart? Because they spend all their time hanging out at the call ledge. Sorry, I got that from Andy Hart's notes. Travion Henderson has 4 touchdown runs of at least 50 yards this season.
Yeah.
Chris Johnson in 2009 with Tennessee and Jim Brown with the Browns in 1963 are the only players to have more touchdown runs over 50 yards in a single season.
Wow.
Nicknames are fun, and the Ravens have a plethora of great ones in the franchise's checkered history. Do you remember Terrell T. Sizzle Suggs?
I do.
Orlando Zeus Brown?
I do.
Buddy, Kelly Greg Lee?
No.
Joe, January Joe Flacco?
Yes.
Tony Goose Saragusa?
Definitely.
Gus the Bus Edwards?
Absolutely.
Quadre the Missile Ishmael?
Barely.
Ernest the Tasmanian Devil Biner?
No.
Vontae Big Bruiser Leach?
No.
Justice Back Truck Hill?
No.
Lorenzo Zobot Taliaferro?
No.
Derek King Henry?
Definitely.
Priest High Priest Holmes?
I don't remember. That was his nickname?
Sam Not Billy Koch?
No.
Matthew Sack Daddy Judon?
No. But,
Jermaine Squat Diesel Lewis? Dennis American Express Pitta?
Yep.
Elvis Doom Doomerville? Jacoby Juicy J Jones?
That one I remember, yeah.
Brandon the Slot Machine Stokely?
Yeah, he's good in the slot.
Todd Golden Retriever Heap?
No.
Leonard the Face Cleaver Weaver?
No.
Billy Crazy Bill Bajema?
Uh-huh.
Trent the Duke Dilfer?
No.
Kalias Cookie Monster Campbell?
No.
Kyle, I Should Have Been a Bowler?
That's a good one, but I don't remember that.
All sorts of nicknames that people have called Justin Tucker. But hey, Hotshot, can you tell me how and why Baltimore took on the Ravens team name in 1996?
Yeah, Edgar Allan Poe.
The name Ravens was inspired by Edgar Allan Poe's poem, The Raven. Poe spent the early part of his career in Baltimore and is buried there. I can see the jalopy in Jones' skull starting to billow smoke and pitter-patter down the cobblestone road that
jalopy.
Is his brain.
Yeah, it's jalopy.
But before we have to call in the mechanics, yes, Jones, Edgar Allan Poe was born in Boston, but they can have him. He married his first cousin. Before choosing the name Ravens, however, other names polled included the Marauders, the Americans, and the Bombers. As the Baltimore Sun reported at the time, fans also liked the tie-in with the other birds in town, like the Orioles, and found it easy to visualize a tough, menacing black bird. Tight end Hunter Henry might be surprised to know that he enters the week second on the team with 628 receiving yards. He needs 47 receiving yards this week against the Ravens to set a new single career season high. Last year, he set that mark with 674 receiving yards.
Be a lot closer if he caught that 3rd and 12.
Hey, college boy. According to Terrell T. Sizzle Suggs, he went to what school?
Arizona State.
Ball So Hard University.
Oh.
Where he was a classmate with my ex-wife. Safety Brendan Schooler has 13 special teams tackles in 2025.
Huh.
He needs 2 special teams tackles to surpass his career high of 14 special teams tackles he set his rookie season in 2022. He has recorded at least 2 special teams tackles in 8 games in his career, including twice this season.
How many face masks?
Movies that reference the Baltimore Ravens include The Blind Side.
Ooh. I like that movie.
Yeah, they hate each other now.
Yeah, well, whatever. It's
in the 1999 AFC Divisional Playoff, the Jaguars beat the Ravens 29-27 in a tight contest, a game Tony Baselli and his team won with grit. In October of 2000, another close game saw the Ravens win 15-10 with Ray Lewis recovering a fumble, showing the tight margins. Even in these tough contests, Tony Baselli was recognized as a premier tackle, anchoring a strong Jaguars offensive line against the Ravens' legendary defenses. According to Bruce Smith, all of what I just said is gibberish, and Baselli should not be in the Hall of Fame. And sadly, Jones, this may come as no surprise, but there will be one Derek in the game on Sunday.
No!
That Derek, of course, plays running back for the Baltimore Ravens.
Oh, boy. All right, what are we looking at?
I think we're looking at
Pats or plus 3.
Pats in the over.
Pats money line? Pats money line's 136.
Pats money line.
Pats money line and the over.
Pats money where your mouth is line and
like
the
it.
Over because the injuries on defense, I think they're going to give up some points.
Even with the Derek.
Yeah, well, that Derek's going to be scoring some touchdowns.
Text
probably.
Line points out, I'm worried about the Derek key. They knew it was coming.
They knew it was coming.
Not only
this is not a sneaky Derek.
And not only is there a Derek, it might be the greatest Derek of all time.
It might be the best Derek. No.
Derek Brooks.
Derek Thomas.
Derek Thomas, good
there's
one.
A lot of good Derek's.
So
not a lot of modern Derek's.
There's really none, it turns out.
You can make the all-Derek team. Maybe I get some time off coming up. Maybe I'll put together the all-Derek team. I'll come back.
Sick brag, bro.
Oil Derek.
Yeah, well, that would be the mascot or the logo, obviously.
Yeah, it's Derek.
Top five Derek. Top 5 Derek's.
Yeah, instead of Derek.
Henry
team.
Thomas. Who's the other one you just said?
I said Derek Brooks.
Oh, yeah, Derek Brooks.
Yep.
Real good Derek.
That's good Derek.
Yeah.
I think it's a Hall of Fame Derek, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm a small hall guy, obviously, but I would still probably put him
in. Yeah, he's in my hall.
Yeah.
I don't know about anybody else.
Derek Mason at receiver.
Yep.
Probably.
Bill hated him.
Hated him.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's okay.
Derek Rose. I mean, if you're playing
Fisher.
Basketball. Derek Fisher playing basketball.
Need a big shot.
Derek Coleman.
We probably should have thought of Jeter.
No, not on my list.
Derek Coleman's on
Derek
there.
Coleman, DC. Yeah, nice.
Yeah, get Derek Coleman.
Like
on
a
there.
Legit power forward. Derek Coleman's nice.
He was nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I like Pat's money line in the over. I like
that's
it.
What I'm going with. I feel good about that.
Pair those two up. That's pretty good stuff.
Derek Sanderson, people are texting.
Derek Sanderson.
Yeah, good one.
Yeah,
good
yeah.
Derek.
Hall of Famer on and off the ice.
That's what I think.
As it were.
Yeah.
People do this every week. I'm always reacting to if I know those nicknames. People are like, Jones, you don't remember, I don't know, whoever, Todd Pitta. No, I remember Todd Pitta.
Remember Todd Pitta. Todd Pitta's not a guy.
I'm mixing up Todd Heap and Dennis Pitta.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. But I remember some of these players, but the nicknames, I'm not familiar with half these nicknames.
Ken Lair just texted in Bo Derek.
Oh, Bo Derek's a good
nice.
Ken, real nice. Ken, real nice. That's
nice.
What we're talking about. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Let's get to that. That's a great Derek.
Bo Derek was a top Derek.
Yeah.
What?
A 10.
Yeah, I know. A 10. A 10. And great in Tommy Boy. Excellent in Tommy Boy.
Yeah, I guess I didn't realize she's the stepmom.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, she's actually with Rob Lowe. Spoiler.
Yeah,
They're not mother and son. They're actually a couple the whole time.
I was still uneasy about it, though. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's get to the phone.
Can't believe I stepped in all that mud. Doesn't smell like mud.
George is in Connecticut. Hello, George.
Derek Carr, another Derek.
George?
Derek Thomas.
Derek Thomas.
What's up, gentlemen?
Start with him. What's up?
Yep.
Guys, great show, man. My lunch hour is really great with you guys. I could have my joint lunch and eat it. Get away from the clowns. I would recommend nobody putting any food in a workplace refrigerator, because you got to remember, people have their own version of refrigeration with food. There's people who actually believe that if your food is spoiled, you can put it in the microwave and it'll be okay. People have their own versions
it's
and
true.
Stuff.
That's
and people,
true.
And you yeah. put, yeah, if you put food in there, people are going to take it. They're always going to steal your food out of there and everything. Put like a liver sandwich in there and put ham on it or something. Play around, but I would never put food in there. And you guys are talking, with Shane and everything and all that stuff. I don't know. The guy had trouble bringing in kickers. He's going to bring in a coach. Grable Shane. And Dable sounds good. Yeah, Joe, the GM with the Giants, the
Joe
BP, whatever
Shane.
You want to call him.
Got it.
Okay.
He's got the Maris and the Tishes bamboozled out there. This thing with I call him Bonehead, Brian the Bonehead. This thing about with coaches and stuff. Listen, Woody Allen could have been the quarterback coach with the Bills with Josh Allen. It's just nonsense. It's a selling point. You got to market yourself in a way like that. If he could really fix quarterbacks, this guy would be he'd be a billionaire. He'd be a trillionaire if he could do that,
Yeah.
Kids would be
sure,
going
George.
To football. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
good stuff.
Well, George, Merry Christmas. Thanks for calling in.
What'd you have? Real quick.
Yeah, I got one more thing.
Oh, sure.
Oh, I thought you were going to get to this earlier. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, it was just the opening thing. But a good friend of mine is a big Jet fan, Joe Benigno and stuff. And I know he doesn't like the Patriots and the Bills and the Miami Dolphins, but we love Joe. Yeah. But why did they put him on at 5 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday down there in New York City? It's crazy, man. Who gets, Saturday morning, you get up that early to listen, but he's great. We do it. We get up.
Sure.
Beningo's
on Saturdays. Hey, George, good stuff.
Care.
You want to talk about the number one pick, by the
all
way.
All right, question for you.
Yeah.
Do you think he called the right show? Did he call who he thought he was calling? He said
when you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
He liked the show. I would hope so.
What was he talking about Joe Shane for? What was he talking about the Giants for? We didn't mention the Giants at all today, did we?
I don't think we mentioned the Giants.
We were doing top 5 Derricks.
I don't think we mentioned the Giants most days.
Right. I didn't know what that was.
So you think you meant to call WFAN?
Maybe the fan.
Yeah.
He was listening to the kitchen conversation.
But if you're like,
yeah, good point.
Oh, good point, Nick. And then he threw in a Derrick. Yes. But it was also the first Derrick we mentioned.
He did mention a Derrick.
No, yeah, so maybe
he called the right show.
But I feel like he's like, hey, guys, why is Bedingo on at 5 a.m. on Saturday? Which I have no idea what time Bedingo was on. I thought he was on middays.
It used to be.
Used to be.
Say his name again.
Bedingo? No.
That's not it.
Joe Bedingo?
Joe Beningo.
Beningo.
Yeah, I guess he's on 5 in the morning on, I'm assuming the fan. I don't know.
Saturday at 5 a.m.?
Yeah, I've worked a lot of crummy.
What show is that?
I've worked a lot of crummy shifts. I've never worked that one out.
Sick brag, bro.
But he's like asking us why he's on. I have no idea why he's on there.
I don't know. I agree with you, Joe. I think it sounds like a mistake to me.
But then he said something like a liver sandwich. Like, it was all over the map.
It was like a trick. It's like some office hijinks.
Oh, yeah.
You label it, it's a ham sandwich, but then somebody steals it, liver sandwich, in your face.
It's like, yeah, I'm going to urinate all over my food, put it in the fridge. Joke's on them. It's like, yeah, but you just ruined your food. Like, what are you doing?
Mike's in Tewksbury. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good.
Question for you on that 2-point conversion, right?
Sure.
Isn't it? I thought you could only recover your own fumble on a 2-point conversion, or maybe a 2-point conversion doesn't count as the same as a 4th down. Because in that case, it would have been Darnold who fumbled it. Charbonnet didn't even touch it, so it wouldn't have been charged his fumble. He just picked it up.
You don't need to recover your own fumble.
I don't know where
I ever got that. I think Woody Marks scored on a touchdown last week.
No, it was a backwards pass, so it's like a live ball.
Yeah, I don't think that's a rule.
No. You know what one?
I'm not
a rules smith, but isn't there also a rule like you can't like advance it on a fumble or whatever? Like, there's that.
He didn't advance it. He just
picked up the ball.
Woody Marks advanced one last week.
Yeah, right.
So I didn't quite understand.
That's annoying. Either. No, to me, the craziest thing was the timing of it. Like, they had moved on. They're like, 2-point conversion failed. Here comes the special teams. Oh, wait a minute, guys. Just to hurt my earpiece, 2 points is good. Tie game. You're like, wait, what?
No, that was just...
Like, as a fan, you're like, all right, cool. Like, I wanted it to be a tie game. I wanted to see overtime, or I wanted to at least see a crazy finish. But like,
I was rooting against Seattle big time last night. And so, look, I didn't want that 2-point conversion to stand. I think technically it was right, but I don't know how you know that was a lateral. It was just an odd call very late. But that's not why the Rams lost the game. And people were asking me earlier, is McVay a crybaby for crying about the refs? Yeah. He is.
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, he is.
He definitely
I don't know where that call came from. Yeah, I mean, it's okay if we say it.
Yeah.
But grow up a little bit there, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. 617-779-7937. It's Patriots Friday, if you can't tell, here on Jones and Keefe, which means Mike and Wenu going to join us in Grab Bag coming up. You got WEEI Afternoons coming your
Schooler.
Way.
Schooler. Now it's Brendan Schooler, we've been told.
Oh, Brendan Schooler.
Schooler coming
minute.
On the show?
Does he even know he's a key to the game? Wait.
He's
seriously?
Making his debut?
Oh, we got Schooler. Schoolman.
Oh, yeah. Can we play that?
Yeah, he's going to. Yeah, he's it just came to me. He's going to join us here at 2. WEEI Afternoons come your way, I should say, at 2 o'clock. Yeah, I got her. Yeah, I got Fitzy. Yeah, I got Ted. Stay tuned for the school, man. And, right after Trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
Everyone in this
Grab Bag
hates me.
Then maybe you should ask Santa for a new
Grab Bag.
I don't want a new
Grab Bag.
I don't want any
Grab Bag. Grab Bags
suck.
Just stay up there.
I didn't want to see
Grab Bag
again for the rest of my whole life. And I didn't want to see any
Grab Bag
either.
I hope you don't mean that. You'd feel pretty sad if you woke up tomorrow morning and you didn't have a
Grab Bag.
No, I wouldn't.
Then say it again. Maybe it'll happen.
I hope I never see any
Grab Bags
again.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.